Okay, Year 11s, as promised, this is just a really quick podcast just to bounce around some ideas for your language paper 1 section B. So you'll be doing a mock of this tomorrow, but if you're listening to this in advance, this is the paper you'll be doing after half term in June. So we've talked through already how we would attack section A, the reading section. And this is just really to get you thinking about how you can get those high marks in the language. So remember that this section is worth 40 marks. So it's a quarter of your GCSE. And really what you're doing is you are creating your own essay, your own extract. So if you think about what you've read in section A and how that writer has used language to portray certain feelings or has used structure to engage you, you basically want to try and copy them, okay? Now, I don't mean copy as in actually plagiarize their ideas, but I mean get inspiration from them, okay? It's going to be a similar theme to what you've done already. So, for example, if your extract was an extract on war, then perhaps your section B would be something with a similar theme or idea. So, the paper 1 section B has two questions. You don't answer them both. The first one, you're given a photograph, first of all, which is like a stimulus for the question. So that's something that's meant to make you think, and you can link it to that way if possible. You're writing this creative piece, which is either narrative or descriptive. Typically, the descriptive question will ask you to describe the picture, and the narrative one tends to be the opening to a story or a certain part of the story. Again, it's going to have a certain theme that's linked to that image. For both, you want to make sure that you're hitting certain descriptive elements in your language. What you don't want to do when you describe a picture is say, in the top left-hand corner, there is a flower. If I look closely at the flower, I can see it's red or that the leaves are dying. That does not make for an engaging description. So it's out of 40, 16 marks of those are for spelling, punctuation and grammar. That's a huge chunk. So really, it's not something that it's a case of 5 minutes at the end, I'm going to go back and check and make sure I've spelt things properly and I've got full stops and capital letters. This is about showing off your spelling, punctuation and grammar. It's not about just not making mistakes. It's have you been able to vary your sentence types? Have you used an engaging structure? Are you using multiple pieces of punctuation, not just full stops and throwing in an exclamation mark if you think that means you're adventurous? It doesn't. You need to demonstrate that you can use semicolons, colons. Try and vary the way that you write. And the spelling isn't, can you spell words right? Absolutely, that's important. But it's more important that you try and push that vocabulary. Really stretch yourself, because the language that you're using, just like how when you've been reading an extract and you've been assessing people's language, the examiner's going to be doing that very same thing to you and your piece. So it's important, if you can see on Instagram, I've posted two things tonight, and I want you to spend, those of you that are watching the Arsenal Sutton match, I want you to spend half time, so it's not very long, how long is it?
15 minutes.
I want you to spend 15 minutes reading through those two things that I've posted on Instagram tonight. So I've posted something which is a planning ideas. So what is the what is your extract going to be about? What's going to happen? What's the tone of your piece? These are things I want you to be thinking about. Are you going to be creating a mood that's bitter? Or is it frightening? Is it sad? Is it nostalgic? So that means sort of reflective and thinking about something. Who's telling your story? What's the character? What's the narrative voice? What location are you describing? Okay, if you've got a picture, that will give you a good starting point. But remember, you want to zoom in on a particular thing and zoom out as well. What's the weather like? Can you use any pathetic fallacy there? Can you have weather reflecting your mood? Can you put in hints and clues for something that's going to happen later? You know, the sort of things that, the foreshadowing that you'd be looking for, can you include that in your own work? you obviously, you want to try and you should be practicing regularly doing short pieces of writing where you've varied your sentence type. So not just starting everything with she did this and then she did that, but starting with a verb. Not just saying she looked around and saw this. Looking around, comma, she saw this. Okay, it just makes your writing, the craft, slightly better. Try, if you can, to be as descriptive as possible. You use as much figurative language as you can. All of those times that we've been teaching you how to use a simile and a metaphor from year 7 to now, this is your chance to show it off, okay? Try and use all 5 senses for this piece. It's a good checklist to actually do, whether you put it at the side when you're doing a plan or just even run them off on your fingers as you go through. Have I somewhere talked about what I can see, what I can smell, what I can hear, what I can taste, what I'm touching? It doesn't have to be as generic as I see this around me and then next paragraph, I smell this. It has to be engaging, but you want to try and make sure that you've at least had sensory descriptions. Even if you're just talking about something being pungent, we know that that's something associated with smell. Or if it's how you feel on the inside, it's still engaging the senses. So you want to try and be as formal as possible, okay? Even if you think that this piece of writing is going to be great with slang, yeah, sure, whatever. You don't want to fall into lazy writing. That's not what the examiner's looking for. If you think about the success criteria, to be getting those high bands, so for content and organisation, you've got 24 marks. It says here, communication is convincing and compelling. That's pretty vague, but what it means is that you've kind of got to believe what your narrator is talking about. Okay, you've got to have conviction in where this story is going to go, and you're only going to get that if you spend a good 5 to 10 minutes actually thinking about what you're writing and what message you're trying to put across, rather than just getting in there and scribbling away. If there's no structure, if you've not gone paragraph 1 and just a little P1 dash setting, P2 introduce character, P3 the dog dies. I don't care how it is, what it is, you need to spend 5 minutes doing it. It helps build your structure, helps with your organisation. So in this level 4, so from 19 to 24 marks, which is the top band for content and organisation, you need to have tone, style and register matching your path, so your purpose, your audience and format. It needs to be compelling. You need to have ambitious vocabulary, linguistic devices. This is that terminology that you've been looking to spot, you know, juxtaposition, personification. If you can recognise it in another writer, chances are you're going to be all right at giving it a go yourself. Okay, try and use structure to be interesting. Try and vary your paragraph lengths. Don't just have it as a boring, you know, reading the same thing over and over. Okay, you want this piece to be the one that the examiner turns round and reads out to whoever they're sitting next to, because it's got something interesting about it. So you want to aim to write about 2 to 4 sides, I would say, to be going for those top end marks. If you're writing a page, 40 marks, it's going to be difficult to get. If you think about how much you would write for an 8-mark question, well, most of you are writing comfortably half a page, 3/4 of a page. That's 8 marks. So if you think about 40 marks, that's quite a significant difference. You want to make sure that the amount represents that. But of course, let's not get too caught up on quantity, because obviously it's the quality of your writing that you're being examined on. I would much prefer 2 well-crafted sheets of paper to read than 5 paces of like rambling. So as I said, you want to emulate the skills that the writers are using in section A. This word emulate I'm using a lot. It basically means copy. Your writing has to be engaging. It's got to be sophisticated and thoughtful. Tonight, why don't you look up 10 words that are expressive and engaging and words that you wouldn't normally use, and just learn those 10 words, learn how to spell them right, and find a way to fit them into your section B. chances are, even if it's unusual, even if your words are to do with romance and your extract is on war, to do a romantic take on war is something that's going to be interesting for us markers. Try and use techniques if you can, but again, don't get bogged down in just including them for the sake of it. The most important thing is that your writing makes sense and it actually matches what you've been asked to do. If you've been asked to do an opening of a story, I don't want to hear about the end. I don't want a beginning, middle and end. I want something that's going to set us up for some real intrigue later on. Imagine that it was just the first page in a 300 page book. Okay, so This has been a 10 minute and 32 second podcast, so you've got 4.5 minutes until the end of half time for you to go through and read some of the ideas that I've posted on the Instagram. Good luck tomorrow. Keep calm, keep your composure. It's the most important thing is to know where you're going when you're writing something. Okay, good luck.